Despite the flattening curve, Australia's healthcare workers have been feeling the emotional toll of the COVID-19 pandemic. It's prompted one psychiatrist to warn of a possible wave of doctors experiencing PTSD. She's one of a group of frontline health workers who've been documenting their experiences of the virus for tonight's Four Corners program. Lauren Day reports.
While the rest of us were getting used to staying at home and keeping our distance from others, Australia's health workers were getting ready and worrying about what was to come.
There are many things that keep me awake at night at the moment. The thought of how the hospital may have to cope, the worry that we are prepared, the worry that we've done enough to be prepared, the worry that our staff feel protected.
Dr. Gail Matthews is the head of infectious diseases at St. Vincent's Hospital in Sydney, but never anticipated living through a pandemic like this.
I think the pandemic is affecting our collective mental health in ways that we don't yet understand. It goes against the grain of most doctors and nurses to separate families when they're very sick at end of life. And I think that's incredibly traumatic, that isolation of patients from their families, the isolation that healthcare workers may be experiencing from their families because they don't want to infect them. The isolation that we're all feeling in the community.
Just arriving to work for night shift. It's my first shift back after 2 days off and since my ward has become the official coronavirus ward.
Melbourne nurse Laura Keeley says she too has been feeling the stress.
I have been emotional more so in the last few weeks than I think I have in since I began my career. I more feel emotional at home in the anticipation of going to work and what's happened.
Dr. Karen Williams is a psychiatrist specialising in trauma.
I've been getting a lot of phone calls about, a lot of letters and messages from other doctors feeling really unsupported and frightened and not ready, ill-equipped to manage this pandemic.
She says in the early days of the pandemic, doctors were struggling with the uncertainty and fear around a lack of resources.
I'll get messages of people who are despairing about what's about to happen to them and what's about to happen to their families. There's a really high likelihood we're going to have a lot of doctors experiencing PTSD and other traumatic syndromes after this.
The latest data from the Federal Health Department, released a month ago, shows 481 Australian healthcare workers have been infected by COVID-19. But at least 244 of them didn't catch it through their jobs. Nurse Laura Keeley says she's grateful the public has helped keep the infection rate low, but hopes people won't become complacent.
I just worry that the general public can't hold out or won't hold out. I think because it's just so uncertain how long for. I mean, everyone's thinking, is it a few months? Is it the rest of the year? You know, what's the future world looking like for us? So I think we just better keep doing what we're doing until we can find a vaccine or really just keep this curve going down.
Melbourne nurse Laura Keeley ending Lauren Day's report. You can see the Four Corners story tonight on the ABC at 8:30.